104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Guys, have you ever gone to see a psychic?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, the thought of it scares me.
Yeah, it scares me too. Well,
scary.
There is a girl who claims that a psychic accurately predicted a year of her life. So she said that she was going to meet someone called David and that someone close to him would have passed away. Six months later, she met a guy called David who she's now dating.
Wow.
And it's correct that his father had recently passed away. She said that she was going to get a new job in England. And she also mentioned a girl called Emma. And Emma is the name of the girl who got her the job. She also says that a friend of hers had a psychic say that there's a person whose soul she is going to cross in every single life. And she drew a picture of this person and sent it to her. And it was her husband. A picture of exactly that was like her husband. How freaky is that, guys? How freaky.
My experience with a psychic, the total opposite.
Tell us.
They predicted, the one prediction that I do remember was they said, now you will have massive issues with your feet and you will have big health problems with your feet.
What?
Is your feet?
Now, this was 3 years ago.
Okay.
In the past 3 years, I have had no health issues with my feet whatsoever. In fact, they're probably in the best condition they've ever been in their life. Yeah, sure, I wear a pair of thongs every single day, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah, so they can be a bit off. I guess there are some good psychics, bad psychics. There might even be some fake ones, some real ones, but it's pretty freaky.
I love psychics, and I love a good psychic story.
Yeah.
So, Canberra. There is some psychics in Canberra as well who are fantastic. I haven't seen any of them, but I remember we spoke to them on the radio show once and some of the stuff that they said was just, wow.
I'll call it. If a psychic can ring and do a prediction on me, let's do it live.
Okay. Well, I'm getting shivers already.
But we do want to hear if you've got a psychic story on 13, 10, 60 Canberra. That's the point.
Did your psychic prediction come true? Or was it like me? Was it way off? Or triple barrel phoner, guys. Controversial. Are you a psychic? We want a prediction. The number you need to call is 13 10 60.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
It is always a great day, guys, and a good time when I get to play this.
Hello.
I'm frothing over the X-Files theme song right now. We're talking about psychic predictions. A woman claims that a psychic accurately predicted a year of her life. She said that she was going to get a job and move to London. She got a job, moved to London. She said she was going to meet a guy called David who'd recently lost someone. She started dating a guy called David who recently lost his father. So we want to know. Your psychic stories on 13, 10, 60.
Sorry.
Hang on, that music has gone into a rave, Beth. What is that music?
What the heck just happened? Was that the X-Files, like, you know, at 5 a.m. on a Saturday morning?
That went from X-Files to spilt milk really quickly.
Sorry about that. Wow.
Beth's version of the X-Files.
13, 10, 60, did your psychic prediction come true or was it way off for Felicity from Gordon, tell us your story.
I went a couple of years ago to see a psychic in Mount Isa and she was lovely. And she basically was talking about, you know, moving and we ended up moving to Townsville. She was talking about moving to Water. And then she said, you know, you've got two more kids that you're going to have and we only had one at the time. And she said a boy and a girl. Well, we ended up having two more boys, so kept trying for the girl, but that didn't happen.
Okay.
But she kept referring to a man that had passed and I'd recently lost my dad. And she was saying she knew how he had his coffee. She knew everything. And she said, you know,
wow.
She knew how he died. And she goes, we're here with us. Like, if you like, he can materialise for you and, you can have a chat with him. And that was the end of me at that point.
Were you able to ask questions or... Because if I was you, I would just fall down in a sack of... Yeah, I didn't know what to say.
Well, it was funny because, like, we'd been talking and our son had... has red hair, and my dad had red hair, and my husband and I were talking the night before about him having buck teeth looking like my dad, and she was like, oh, he's mentioning about your son's teeth, and she's like, he's having a good laugh about it. And I was like, oh, my God. And I felt ridiculous because when I was in the shower that morning, I was like, Dad, you know, if you're out there, I want you to, you know, come. I'm not sure if this is ridiculous. What? And I was like, I can't believe he's here. And she goes, he told me you told him to be here.
That is so, so freaky.
So she reached into the other side.
That is incredible stuff. Oh. Thanks so much for sharing your story, Felicity. Go to Belconnen. Courtney, what happened with you and your psychic? Was it true or was it way off?
It was so true. So around 2 years ago, I went and got, like, my cards done.
Yeah.
And she said, you've got to go to the doctors. Like, there's just something not right. And ever since I've got my card reading done, I've, like, been in and out of hospital on different medications. And I've never been so thankful in my life. I had no idea whatsoever.
Where was this psychic, in Canberra or whereabouts did you get this
so
reading?
So it's actually my best friend's grandma.
Wow.
And, like, down in, like, up in Barrow.
Okay.
So would you, like, recommend that people go to a psychic? Is it something you think people should do?
As long as it's, like, a kind of they're doing it, because I know some psychics, like, aren't doing it for the right reasons, but, like, a lot of people do. So if they're, like, definitely, like, spiritually and completely in with the reading, then 100% I completely recommend it. I've never been so happy that I got that reading ever, because I would never have gone to the doctor.
Wow. Sounds like they saved your life. What an amazing story.
Thank you.
Yeah. All good. Thank you.
Thank you. Beth, I'm voting you go to a psychic, and I reckon I know what they're going to predict. No, turn the X-File rave down. But the psychic will say to you, Beth, you have many men in your life.
That is not accurate, Jason.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Now, guys, we've got a very special guest and a very good friend of mine in the studio. For those who don't know his name's Rhys Summergreen, a local Canberran, born and bred. Rhys is 25 years old, and he was diagnosed with cancer, testicular cancer, just before Christmas 2017. It spread to his lungs. And what makes his journey so amazing is that going through what he's going through, he held a charity event raising money for cancer, and most people would think that sounds normal. But the money wasn't for him. He held this event at the Hellenic Club, and I was one of the auctioneers, to raise money for a six-year-old girl called Freya, who's got multiple tumours, and the event raised $75,000, and Rhys put his own money, or close to $20,000 out of his own pocket, to raise funds for this girl. Over 400 people attended the event. Rhys, tell us a bit about your journey and what you've gone through.
Good morning, Jason. Well, late last year, it was just before Christmas, I went to the GP, had a quick scan, and I just thought it may have been a slip disc because I had a rather sore back, but, they came back and said I need to go emergency within the hour because I had 70% tumour coverage on my lungs, and they thought I was going to have a respiratory collapse.
And so, you know, you've gone through such a difficult journey, and what made you decide to hold a charity event? It's the most selfless thing I've ever heard of, not for you, but for someone else, and raised $75,000. I mean, why did you decide to hold that event?
I think the main thing, when I was diagnosed, I mean, I just rolled with the punches to a certain degree, but I think it really affected my family. And, you know, I saw my mum in hospital and she was quite upset, and that really sort of broke my heart. And I saw the same love that Freya's mum, Lizzie, had, and I saw her heart break, and that really just sort of hit home for me. And I thought, you know, what sort of value is any amount of money or anything like that? It's better off to help someone else.
That's so sweet of you. And such a little girl too, just 7 years old.
And so, Rhys, so $75,000, this went directly to helping Freya and her family?
Yeah, that's correct. So I thought it'd be easier to fundraise because we were sort of not the best known charity, and it's sort of harder to get money out of the community when you're sort of quite small.
Yeah.
That if I paid for everyone to go along, it would be more of an incentive for people to donate.
And when you do have to go through cancer treatment, it is not a cheap thing because there is so much financially, as well as the emotional stress of it all, that you do go through. And the fact that you've gone and done this for someone else is just a beautiful, beautiful act of kindness. And there needs to be more people on the planet like you.
Thank you.
How are you feeling at the moment? How's your health?
It's, you know, sort of up and down. I've just come out of surgery and I've got to go back in.
Mate, you've just come out of surgery. You look a million bucks.
I know. I'm coming in here looking here, like in this nice suit. I'm like, wow, I'm like, it must be one of Jason's real estate friends.
Yeah, you're looking better than Jason this morning.
Yeah, I always said that Jason had a good face for radio.
And you've still got a sense of humour. Like, honestly, you know, just seeing you now, Reese, you wouldn't be able to tell. You've got a smile on your face and you know, you definitely haven't let it get you down. I'm sure, you know, you are going through so much heartache and so much physical and emotional pain, but look, you haven't let it affect your spirit. So well done for being so strong and so positive through all of this.
Yeah, you just got to always consider tomorrow's another day, so you can't let it get you down.
And Reese, something's really hit home. You are so positive. You're like a pillar of strength for the community. What message would you give to other kids going through what you're going through? Because you are incredibly positive every single day that you wake up. What message would you give to other kids in Canberra?
I suppose you just got to have a little bit of blind faith, really, and just don't give up. I mean, it's not the worst thing to go through. You just got to just roll with the punches, I guess. You can't change your scenario, so you have to sort of find a silver lining somehow. I mean, I haven't had to go to the hairdressers for a long time.
Saving some money, more money you can spend on money. Party pies.
Yeah, absolutely. And but, you know, it certainly does teach you the value of life, the money doesn't really mean much, especially with this healthcare system. You can, everything's mainly free, so you can't even buy better health. So, I suppose it changes your belief structure.
Reese, thank you so much. You are an inspiration. You're amazing. You're one of my best friends, and we are all behind you. So thanks for being on the studio.
Thank you, Reese.
Thanks, Jason.
Thank you so much, Reese. And, of course, you can always get behind so many of the cancer charities as well. I know in Canberra, the Eden Monaro Cancer Support Group is a great one to get behind. And thank you, Reese. And a big shout-out as well to all of the, you know, the nurses and the doctors who help treat people as well going through these experiences, because it's not an easy thing for anyone to see a human going through. Thank you once again, Reese. All the best and big love.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Hello, hello.
It is loose because Jason's had about 4 hours sleep. If you could see the stuff that he's getting up to between all the songs, wow.
I hope you didn't drive to work, Jason.
No, I Ubered. We had the Sony event in Sydney.
Can I just give a shout out to my nephew Patrick, who's 2 and he's listening to the radio very intently to his auntie. Aww. G'day, Patty, you little legend.
Happy birthday.
Speaking of legends, Beth.
It's
time to settle a debate, isn't it?
Things are about to get fiery in here, and
Canberra's
I'm not even kidding.
Debate.
I have the dump button ready. Yeah. So
it's going to get hot and
Jason,
fiery.
Jason, you are a passionate Southsider. Elliot, you are a passionate Northsider. You guys literally day to day are debating which one you prefer.
I'm just going to put it out there. Southside, hands down, is the best place to live. I've lived there my whole life. I was born there, Woden Hospital. Southside's great. We've got Lake Tuggeranong. We've got the Hyperdome. We've got Rose Cottage. I mean, we've got some great establishments down at the South Side that you can't beat, Elle. I mean, you've got, what have you got?
Look, as much as I would like to say that Rose Cottage do a very fine hash brown for breakfast, North Canberra is the place to represent as a proud member of 2602, the Hackett clan. I think that North Canberra definitely wins. I went to North Ainslie Primary School, Marucci College. I played hockey for St. Patrick's Hockey Club, the Waratahs. I'm all for North Canberra because we've got amazing things like the Belconnen Owl.
I don't even know about the owl. There's
what are you talking
thing.
About, mate?
I don't even
oh my
know
God.
About
can't
the
call
owl.
It its real name. We got okay. the War Memorial. We've got institutions mm. like that. We've got ASIO.
Yeah.
We got like the big dogs.
They're spying on you.
We've got Lonsdale Street, the best food in Canberra.
That's true.
You guys smell like a tip because there's the marketplace. And you've got Parliament House, speaking of smelly things. And we've got the number one thing in North Canberra.
What's that?
Moose heads.
Hang on.
Yes,
I forgot.
Yes,
we've got
yes,
Manuka.
Yes, yes,
we've got Woden.
Well,
we've got eateries.
Clearly,
Kingston, for sure.
Jason, you did not prepare this debate
I
properly.
Really didn't.
All right, guys. Well, it is a good thing that I put in my investigation hunt yesterday and I went through some of the biggest names in Canberra to find out. This is what they had to say.
Canberra's greatest debate that dates back a century. North side or south side? Which is better? We went to some of the biggest names to find out.
Jared Croker, captain of the Canberra Raiders. What do you think?
North side, mainly because it's closer to the Duxton.
Anna Flanagan, Canberra Hockeroos player. Are you north side or south side?
I'm north side. I lived in Canberra basically for 18 years and I think I went to the south side twice, so north side all the way.
Emily Dibden from the 2018 season of The Bachelor. North or south?
Hey, it's Emily and I'm a north side girl through and through, have been my whole life, and I just think you can't beat it.
Famous Canberra-born Australian comedian Akmal, north or south?
I prefer to leave Canberra through the north, but because Canberra is such a huge roundabout, I always end up south and then north and then south and then I go, wait on, I'm in a loop. And that's how people end up living in Canberra, by accident.
With an overwhelming response for North, we've got the big guy in for a final verdict.
Andrew Barr, Chief Minister of the ACT, the great debate of all time. North side, south side, you've got to pick, Andrew.
Oh, God, this has been the biggest debate in Canberra for as long as I've been alive. I'm going to stay strictly neutral. I've lived north side and south side. I've been to school south side and north side.
Oh.
And my own electorate covers both south side and north side.
Sorry, south side. This time, the north takes it out.
No, no. No. Turn your rubbish down. I ain't finished with you just yet, Ellie Mobbs. Turn that song down.
Ellie
this
is
was
so
clearly,
happy right now.
No, this was clearly rigged. Canberra. Southsiders, back me up, 131060. I want every Southsider listening right now to light up our phones on 131060. Tell these guys what makes the Southside so great.
Let's get warmed up a little bit, guys. How about this is your anthem, of course.
Yes.
Oh.
Southsiders, light up our phones, 131060. I want every Southsider listening to call. Tell these guys what's so great about the Southside.
I don't believe anyone on the south side knows how to use a telephone.
Oh, she's going with the low blows.
Oh, 131060. North
she's
v
going
south,
with the, low.
The debate is on.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Oh, boy. Oh, we just opened a big can of worms right now, guys.
We opened a storm.
We really
floodgates.
Mm. Bit of a break.
Because North versus South, it's the big rivalry in Canberra.
It's not even a debate.
Well, we tried to do a debate, but you didn't even come prepared.
It's a closed match.
And the reason why this has come up is because I, Ellie Mobbs, am a passionate North Sider.
Yeah.
2602 represent. Mm-hmm. Whereas Jason, Ellie, you're from South.
Yep. And then Beth rang people that she already clearly rigged
no.
The north side, clearly.
I got some famous names on. We had Anna Flanagan. We had Emily from The Bachelor. We had Akmal. We had Jared Croker. And they all said north side.
Well, it was rigged, so we put it out. And Ellie, we've got a lot of callers to get through.
Really?
And I'm going to tally this up because right now it is 0-0.
Alrighty.
Okay. And so it's a clean slate, is it?
Yep. And I've got an N for North on my tally sheet and an S for South.
Well, you can always message us on Facebook as well. Mm. We just got one through from Will saying Southside because Yarralumla has to be one of the best Southside suburbs.
Okay, that's one.
No, mate.
No, that doesn't count. It's phones,
all right,
guys.
Let's do it. We put it out to Canberra, to every Southside listener.
All right. First up, I believe we're going to Hughes. Chrissy, north or south?
South, definitely.
Nice.
Yeah, good work. That is one down.
Next to Gilmore, Kayla. Hello, north or south?
South.
Is this rigged?
Nope. That is two. Oh. I'll enjoy my victory lap very soon, Ellie.
Hang on, next up.
Around the studio.
Theodore, I know what Amanda's going to say. Hello.
Hi.
No, Theodore. That doesn't count.
Amanda, tell us, south side or north?
South side.
Yeah. Ooh. Love it.
Sansine, I'm not sure what suburb you're from. Please be from the north and back a girl up.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm from south.
Yes!
Oh!
Sansine, what suburb do you live in?
Oh, Sansine's gone.
Okay.
Kelly and Oxley. I don't even want to speak to you. Hello. Hello, Kel. North or south, Del?
South side. We have no traffic on our end.
And how great's the Hyperdome?
Yeah, because no one lives there.
And Lake
Point, actually.
Actually, you know what? I kind of agree with him on the traffic front. You guys don't have the North
Road. No traffic. And Lake Tuggeranong, it's great.
Tuggers. Ashley and Chisholm. I mean, I used to play hockey down there. Yes, I crossed over the bridge, guys. Controversial.
I went to Chisholm Primary.
You're going for the south, aren't you?
Definitely south side.
Yeah. Yes, that all is right. Six to the south, zero to the north.
We have two more guys, very
two more
people.
Side okay. note, in my North Canberra people, you are, well, and you know why? Because you're busy. You're at work right now, keeping this city going. Jack in Queanbeyan, 13, 10, 16, north or south?
Queanbeyan, baby, all the way through.
Yeah.
South. Is that north or south? You've got to choose.
South. Queanbeyan is...
That's neither. That's Queanbeyan.
Okay. That's the south. Queanbeyan is south.
All right, we got one more person.
One more. Come Let's on, finish guys. This Can debate. Canberra's biggest debate will be finished right now.
Okay.
It's bloody bull.
Travis in Amaru, what are you saying, north or
Come
south?
On,
look, I live in Amaru, but south side all the way.
So yay!
North side.
That was a curveball we didn't see coming, and south side, we are clearly the winners of the great debate. It has been closed on 104.7 for good.
No, I'm done. I quit.
Ellie, that's it. No. This debate is finished. Go down to Hyperdome, Kingston Foreshore, check it out. The south side. There you have it. Let's play some music. Let's celebrate our win.
It's what happens when you leave a Southsider in control of a radio show. Has no idea how to wrap it up.
No, I don't have the buttons. I can't press a button. Ellie, play the music that you said you lined it up.
This is not fair. Good well done, Southside. For all the Northsiders.
Ellie, you're paneling. Press the button. I don't know how to do it. I've got a telephone in front of me and a mouse.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's InstaCan. InstaCan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.
Cute. Many reasons why it's been loose, because Jason's had 4 hours sleep.
I had the Sony Foundation event. I had to come back to Canberra just for the show.
It is our last show because
so
Ned and Josh are back on Monday. The boys back from holidays. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to sleeping in. I'm very tired.
I apologise to everyone for just being a mess the last couple of weeks. Less sleep, more moody, more hungry, hangry than usual. The other day I actually started screaming because I was so hangry. It's a fact.
I feel great. I'm fantastic.
Now, there's one more thing that I've got to bring up with you two, because we did establish on this show our roles. I'm the mother hen. I'm the smart one. Beth, you're the loose unit. And Jason,
I don't even have a button to push. I've just got a mouse that I click. It does nothing.
There is a reason why you're not in control of the buttons, because they'd just be dead air like that the entire time.
Yeah, it would.
You guys sometimes would bugger up some expressions.
Mm.
I know I get tongue-tied.
We're not the smartest people.
I failed English. Definitely. This is some of the things that our boss actually brought to the attention of phrases that we said wrong over the past 2 weeks. Take a listen.
Yeah.
I don't wish that upon my worst nightmare. Like, you've heard of stories of people finding...
I don't wish that upon my worst
What's
nightmare.
What's it meant to be?
What is it meant to be, Rob? We don't even know.
I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy
Interesting.
Right. God, we have someone smart in the studio. And this is another one as well. I think this is you, Beth.
Your hair has a world of its own.
Your hair has a world of its own. Now, that should be your mind has a world of its own.
Ah, interesting.
Your hair has a mind of its own, or your hair is is in its own world.
Right.
Just so Canberra, you're aware, Ellie and Rod are the biggest nerds in the world. This is why they know this stuff.
It is very true. Mm. Well done, guys. We made it 2 weeks.
Yeah, we did.
Yay.
Before I turn the microphone off, may I just Packet Shop's party tomorrow. Go and buy my dad's book.
Ellie, make the celebrate song, the one that was meant to be when the Southsiders won. We're going to celebrate the win. Press the button.
She's searching for Oktoberfest.
Yes.
We're going to be broadcasting from Oktoberfest in Queanbeyan tomorrow. And look, if you thought the last 2 weeks has been loose, us with a couple of Leader Steins, that's going to be a good time. We've got a burger eating challenge today.
Yes.
So I'm going to be wearing a very loose Lederhausen tomorrow. So that video will be up on the Facebook page. Ellie, have you got the music yet?
You'll be able to spot us tomorrow night at Mooseheads after a couple of Steins doing these ones. Woo!
Break good times, come on.
It's been an absolute hoot, Canberra.
Thank you very much for listening to us.
Yeah.
The professionals, Ned and Josh, will be back on Monday.
They'll be back.
Hopefully we'll come back another time. That's if the boss lets us. Have a beautiful day. Be kind to each other and get amongst your R&B Friday tracks with Workday Jam. She is getting in the studio next. See you. Bye. Hooroo.
Bye.
Bye, Canberra.
Hit 104.7's Instacan. You know, like Instagram, but for Canberra. So it's Instacan. Instacan with Ellie Mobbs, Betho and Jason Roses.